Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Thank you very much indeed, Chairman. And many, many thanks to all of the panelists. Their presentations were very, very informative and interesting. Now we've been able to understand matters better and to put them better in context. And when we think about technological developments and the way in which it links to autonomous weapons, I think we now have a much clearer idea of what we're talking about. In 2016, when we talked about the mapping of technological development, we had a very interesting session where a number of these matters were raised. And I'm very happy to see that the discussion is continuing here today. Further, I think it's important to flag a few issues which I believe could shed further light on our debates. Firstly, while it is true to say that autonomous technology is being developed today, laws, autonomous weapon systems, as has been said, are definitely very much something of the future. It's something that does not yet exist. Research into autonomy today, as was made clear in what was said by our panelists, refers to civil uses and potentially military uses at some point in the future. We must bear in mind the fact that autonomous technologies are therefore dual purpose technologies. When thinking about artificial intelligence, we know that AI can reflect certain cognitive and perceptive capacities. We also know that we have big data that can allow us to forecast what is going to happen in the future and can enhance predictability. But we know what all of this represents. It improves our potential both in terms of civilian economic use and also in terms of military use. In the military sector, when working on AI under human control, it might be possible for us to make significant capacity gains in many very diverse areas. Assistance in decision making, improving training systems, optimizing maintenance, or, for instance, target detection or the ability to identify an IT attack. As the panelists have said, what we are dealing with involves the increasing complexity of many different systems, including weapons systems, and it also involves increasingly complex use of communication technologies. When thinking about networks of weapons systems in conflicts, we're talking today about interconnected systems. But when we think about the increasing use of digital means or robotics on the battlefield, that is not something that's going to replace human beings. We are simply talking about enhancing human capacity, assisting humans, and ensuring that they no longer have to undertake tedious, repetitive tasks. The decision-making process today remains focused on the human element in a context of increasing complexity of systems. Development of AI, then, in that context, constitutes something that can assist us as we move forward, recognizing that human beings are operating in complex situations within certain physical and temporal constraints. The role then of human beings is still to control weapon systems and, in the ultimate analysis, to bear responsibility and accountability for the way in which warfare is conducted, for operational reasons, yes, but also for legal, ethical, and moral reasons. For that reason, France believes that we must retain human capacity to take ultimate decisions with reference to the use of lethal force, and we must continue to ensure that appropriate human control is exercised over lethal weapons being used. In our view, then, there can be no question of developing or deploying new systems other than in a way that fully respects applicable law, in particular international humanitarian law. And I'll come back to those two points as we move forward in our discussion. Thank you again, Chair, and thank you once again to all of the panel.